Voters braved a rainstorm near Great Plains Hall in Arapahoe to select which candidates should move to the general election for the tribe's business council. It's made up of six officials who handle the day-to-day operations of the tribe. Michael Yellowplume is a candidate who lives in Arapahoe.
I wanted to try to find more funding for the youth to, you know, do after-school stuff with them, and yeah, just a lot of things, and then for the senior centers too.
Aloysius Bell Sr. says he'd like to see an audit of the tribe's finances, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic.
Some of that money, I don't think it was well spent or it went to where it's supposed to go.
Tensions between the business council and the tribe's general council have peaked recently. The general council is the tribe's main governing body, made up of all adult tribal members who attend meetings. Recently, the business council put out a statement saying it wouldn't carry out two general council resolutions. That led to protests. Nicole Wagon is a tribal member who attended one of the protests.
General Council is our supreme governing body, not the NABC. They work for us. The people have spoken.
The top 12 candidates for the business council who receive the most votes will move forward. The Northern Arapaho Tribe's general election is set for November 21st. I'm Chris Clements in Arapahoe.